Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian Country. Robbie Robertson, the Mohawk guitarist from the group The Band, has recently released a memoir entitled Testimony. Robertson tells his own story of his time in the band that changed music history, his own personal journey, and his creative friendships with some of the greatest artists of the last half century. The Calgary Herald Review states that Testimony contains enough anecdotes for 20 lifetimes and that it puts readers in the middle of pivotal chapters in pop culture history. Robertson's first experience with live music came at the age of 5, when he was taught to play the guitar by relatives living on the Six Nations Indian Reserve, where his mother was raised. Robertson grew up with the philosophy from his mom, which was, "Be proud that you're Indian, but be careful who you tell." Robertson was 16 when he joined Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. He played bass first, then rhythm guitar, and then the lead guitar. Hawkins said of Robertson, "Robbie could learn things in leaps and bounds. He worked hard, he practiced all the time." Of course, Robertson achieved international fame and prominence with his groundbreaking work in the legendary 60s and early 70s rock group. 40 years ago, California music fans witnessed a musical feast at The Band's 1976 farewell concert known as The Last Waltz. Martin Scorsese filmed the concert, capturing a stage full of musical all-stars, including Eric Clapton, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and Bob Dylan. Robertson's modification to his Fender Strat guitar for the concert also earned him legendary status with its bronze finish. His guitar wasn't just painted bronze, he dipped it in molten bronze before the final concert, and it became immortalized in Scorsese's critically acclaimed film. Robertson's bronze guitar is currently on display at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In honor of the 40th anniversary of The Last Waltz, Fender's Custom Guitar Shop has made 40 bronze guitars. Builders replicated the classic instrument as closely as possible to the state that it was in when Robertson performed at the legendary concert. Robertson's memoir, Testimony, recently debuted on the New York Times nonfiction list at number 16. Miigwech and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.